probably some man.
Actually, that's not true. It was invented by a woman, Yolanda Arn. I believe she was a Romanian, determined to drive the crease problem out of Central Europe.
What happened to her?
She was killed.
Where are you going?
Budget Club?
Yeah, can I come?
I'm taking the Harley.
You can't carry nothing on that.
Well, I'm just going for small stuff, you know, like batteries.
Well, fine. I have friends of my own. I'll just go out by myself later.
Why don't you just call Jackie and straighten this whole thing out?
Now! Besides, I didn't. She won't talk to me.
Mom, I think this belongs to Aunt Jackie.
Well, put it in the box.
Are you guys still not talking?
I guess so.
Boy, you must have really messed up this time, Mom.
Hey, Becky, you know, sometimes you and your sister get mad at each other, not for anything in particular. Just, you know, one of you will do something really stupid, the next thing you know, you're fighting. Or not even something stupid. Just, you know, something that was none of your mother's business, your sister's business.
Bye, Dan.
See ya.
So what you gonna do today? You gonna play with Diane?
We're going to the mall, Mom.
That's cool. I'll drive you down there, and then I'll just come in, you know, look around.
Mom, you're becoming a leech. Why don't you just call Crystal?
Yeah, play with someone your own age.
Hi, you've reached the Connor party line. If you weren't still fighting with Aunt Jackie, you wouldn't have to be hanging out with Crystal every day.
Well, that isn't true, and one thing has nothing to do with the other. I have just as much fun with Crystal as I ever did with your Aunt Jackie.
Mom, it's Crystal. She wants to know what time you're coming over to help organize her plates.
But the music is loud.
I can't. That's why I like it loud.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm just getting rid of some stuff. Throwing away junk I don't need anymore.
Hey, did you, you know, I know it's none of my business, but, did you talk to your sister yet?
No.
Oh, come on, Jackie. It's been 3 weeks. I mean, I feel really bad. Some of this is my fault.
No, it's not your fault, Gare. It's no big deal, really. Sometimes we don't talk at all.
Okay, you don't want to deal with it, that's okay. But, you know, my brother and I don't speak. We never write, we never visit, nothing. And I think that's pretty sad.
Oh, that is sad. You should at least write.
We're not talking about me, Jackie.
Can we?
Just let me say one thing. I think that it is very sad that two sisters, two good friends, that are living in the same city aren't even speaking to each other, especially when I'm in love with one of them. I thought maybe we could do something special today.
Okay, what? Oh, hold that thought.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I just come by to see my sister-in-law. Is that so unusual?
Well, it's just that you never did it before.
Well, I have now.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Good. So, how's the job? The kids? My sister?
Fine. Everybody's fine. Listen, I just wanted, you know, you got company, so...
No, what?
Well, you know, I haven't seen you around. I just want to say hi. Hi.
Dan.
Can we talk?
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, this is just family stuff. I'll only be a minute.
Yeah, no problem.
You want to go in the bedroom?
Yeah. Listen, you know.
Listen, Jackie, I think I'm gonna take a walk down to the corner. You need anything?
No, Gare, no, no. We'll just be a second. You don't have to go. No. Dan, tell him he doesn't have to go.
I'd kill for a root beer.
Great. I'll see you later.
Okay, what?
All right, let me say first of all that I've never poked my nose into your business, correct?
Correct.
And up until 10 minutes ago, I never thought I ever would.
And I appreciate that, Dan.
You're welcome. But Roseanne, as we all know, does poke her nose in.
Uh-huh.
But we also know that if she ever thought that anything she ever did hurt you, it'd tear her up.
Yeah.
You're one of the most important people in her life. And right now, she's sitting at home hanging out with Crystal. Trying to act like everything's okay, but everything's not okay.
It's okay with me.
Well, it's not okay with Roseanne. She's hurting. You not talking to her is really hurting her.
She's tough. She'll get over it.
She needs you, Jackie. You shutting her out like this is too much. You gotta call her.
No, I can't.
Come on, I'm asking you.
Dan, so I'm just supposed to let her treat me like the kid's sister for the whole rest of my life?
No, you're absolutely right. You're not a kid anymore.
That's right, Dan. That's right. And maybe she'll learn. Maybe next time she'll think before she opens her big fat mouth.
Hey, Jackie, that's the way Roseanne is. Now, come on, I'm asking you to be the big sister here.
Dan, it hurts me, too, you know? You think I like not talking to my own sister? I don't like it either. But she started it.
That's the maturity I was looking for.
Well, Roseanne and I will just have to work it out on our own, you know, Dan.
I took a shot.
Thanks for stopping by.
So, if you didn't do anything, how come you're not talking? Well, I didn't mean to do anything, you know. It's just Jackie, she's always screwing up every relationship with every guy, you know. And I thought maybe if I pointed out to her stupid behavior before she made a total ass out of herself, that maybe she wouldn't do it.
So, basically, you stuck your nose in where it didn't belong.
Yeah.
But you did it with the best of intentions.
Yeah.
And you never thought for a moment that it might hurt Jackie.
No, of course not.
Well, now she's your sister, and I hesitate to say anything bad about Jackie.
No, go ahead.
Well, if I had a sister who loved me enough to risk sticking her neck out by saying something that might make a difference in a meaningful relationship with a handsome, sexy, independently employed guy who lives right down the street from yours truly. Well, I'd be nothing but grateful.
Really?
Well, of course, Roseanne. What you did out of love and caring. And Jackie knows you well enough to know that sometimes you do stupid and insensitive things, but with the best of intentions.
Gee, thanks, Crystal.
Well, and if she can't see that, well, then she's just as nasty as can be, and you should tell her.
Well, she won't even talk to me.
Well, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. You get Jackie on the phone right now, and you tell her that that's not the way sisters are supposed to treat one another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I am. I'm going to call her up right now. I'm going to tell her she should just get over it.
That's right.
Jackie? Hi, it's me.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think we need to talk. Yeah. Well, we both. Yeah. Okay. Great. Bye.
Well,
she's coming right over.
You see, she knows she's wrong.
Oh, geez, I'm back.
I know, you're back, but I gotta go now.
Well, no, wait a minute. You and I have to have a little talk.
Well, no, Gary, we can talk later, because, see, I told Roseanne I'd come over and talk to her.
Oh, that's great.
I know.
But that can wait just another 10
minutes.
No, honey,
really, I don't want to put it off any longer. Oh. Gary. No. Gary.
Okay, now. Now, boy, I'm in love with you, Jackie, and, you're in love with me.
You're absolutely right, and I'm glad we talked about it. Do you feel better? I know I do. Gary, I really gotta go. You know how important this is, so you stay here, put your feet up, have a beer.
Jackie!
And I'll be back as soon as I can!
Let's get married!
All right.
Get down here right away, quick.
What?
Okay, your Aunt Jackie's here. When she comes in, tell her I'm not here.
Why?
Just tell her I was waiting around for a really long time, tell her I got really mad and then I left.
Where are you going?
Going to my bedroom.
I'm not gonna lie for you.
I'll do it.
Good, you do it.
Hi.
Jackson, long time no see.
Yeah, I know.
Mom's not here.
She's not?
Nope.
Well, I got a little hung up.
Yeah, well, she waited for you for over an hour. Then she stomped around for another hour throwing shoes.
Oh, God, she's mad.
I mean, really, really mad.
Wasn't she?
Yeah. I gotta go upstairs.
How come her car's here?
Well, because she was so angry that I told her she shouldn't drive.
You and Becky doing some Saturday cleaning?
Yeah. You know, just trying to do our share.
You wouldn't be lying to me, Darlene, would you?
Are you calling me a liar? Your favorite niece? I wouldn't go back there. We haven't cleaned back there yet.
Really good try, Darlene. Really good. Roseanne!
Who is it?
Okay, kill me. Look, I was on my way over here.
Hey, if this sentence has the word Gary in it, I am going to throw this book at you. And it's James Mishner, so you better watch out.
I was on my way over here when the man I am seeing came by.
Oh, and you have to do everything that he says.
Roseanne, will you stop it?
Stop it? You're the one going around saying he's, like, totally controlling everything, and then I try to help. You get all mixed up and backwards. You start calling me the bad guy, and then you can't even show up on time to apologize.
I didn't come over here to apologize to you. I came over here to forgive you.
Oh, well, sorry.
Okay, apology accepted.
So you couldn't, like, pick up the phone and call me?
No, I was kind of in the middle of something.
Oh, please spare me.
It's not what you're thinking.
So then you should have called me.
You want to know what we were doing?
No, I really don't care what you and Gary were doing.
Roseanne, he proposed to me.
Ah! Get married in the spring. Let's get married in our backyard. We'll move the truck and see what happens. The beauty shop, and they'll do your hair.
Yeah, not that Marcia chick.
Oh, no, she's a butcher. No. Iris is so good. Oh, yeah. We gotta tell Dan, and you've gotta get a dress. Hey, I think we should call Mom.
Now, Roseanne, wait, hold on a second. Let's not go so fast.
Now, spring is soon.
I know, spring is soon.
Yeah, so?
So I just don't think that we should dive into anything. You know, you're the one that's telling me I shouldn't be acting like a high school kid.
Well, what do I know? Hey, it's your life.
I know, but Roseanne, see, I'm still doing it. I'm letting him make all the decisions.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter.
You know, even about the wedding. I mean, we didn't even discuss it.
Well, that's no big deal.
So he just said, let's get married. And then I kind of went, all right.
Oh, God, I just thought of something.
What?
Okay, Jackie Harris,
yeah.
Jackie Hall. You will have
the same initials! Roseanne, no! Come on, Roseanne, where are you going to put a live band? What if it rains? A tent? What kind of a tent? No, Roseanne, no! Well, we haven't even set a date yet. He hasn't met Mom and Dad. Where? No, not this weekend. No! Look, let's talk about it later, okay? Because Gary's here.
Hi, Roseanne.
We're sort of... No, we're not doing that. I'll talk to you later, okay? Bye.
So?
Gary? There's something I want to talk to you about.
Okay, I'm here. Brought my ears. Talk to me.
Gary? I'm not the woman that you've been going out with. I mean, I'm not this always agreeable, always willing to do whatever you say, gee, let's have another box of dots kind of woman.
Good.
Good what?
Good that you're a real person and not Sandy Duncan with a badge.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a real person, Gary. I'm not perfect.
Well, I know that. I mean, who wants to marry someone who's perfect? You can never win an argument with them.
You know, I despise wearing makeup. And because of you, I've been wearing it every single day now for 9 weeks.
What, was that because I came over here with a shotgun and some blush?
No, I'm telling you, Gary, there's a whole nother person inside of here that you don't know anything about. I don't like watching cable sports news. There, I've said it, and if you want to leave, I don't blame you.
Well, we don't have to watch cable sports. I can watch it alone. Quite frankly, I don't like watching it with you anyway. You're annoying.
Okay, fine, leave.
But that doesn't mean that I want to leave, Jackie. That just means that we don't do everything together.
Gary, I will always say that I never blamed you.
Jackie! I'm not going anywhere. What, is that the big thing you wanted to get off your chest?
Oh, Gary. Gary, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Honey, sometimes at night, I lay in bed and bite my nails and spit them across the room.
And you know what? I lie in bed some nights listening to you biting your nails and spitting them across the room. And I pretend like I'm asleep so that you can keep doing it. Look, I've got my sports and you've got your nails. Hmm? Or you did. Look, I want to spend my life with you. You got a problem with that?
I am also very, very close with my sister. You know, we talk on the phone like 3-4 times.
You and I got no problem with that at all. I think Roseanne's great.
She and I spend an awful lot of time together.
Fine, I like going over there.
No, you don't.
You're right, Jackie. I'm lying, so you'll marry me.
No, you're not.
Look. I love you. I love being a part of your life. And so far, there's nothing about your life that I don't love.
Well, you haven't met my mother yet.
I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
Oh, honey, you're going to want to blow up that bridge when you come to it.
So, what do you say? You want to do something tonight?
Yeah, what?
Whatever you want.
Oh.
You call it.
Well, sex.
Good call.
Oh, I got lucky.
Hey, Dar, imagine Aunt Jackie wearing this.
Yeah, right. Gary will say, I don't.
Hey, quiet, you two, or you ain't gonna get invited.
How can you not invite us to something at our own house?
Because I have total power. I'm the caterer.
I think your sister's here.
Why?
Because her and her beau just pulled up out in front.
Hey, Dad, can't you see Aunt Jackie in one of these?
I don't know, babe. I think Aunt Jackie's body might reject a white dress.
Oh, Dan, come on. There's nothing saying she can't wear a white dress. I wear white. Call asking any of you for your opinion.
Hi.
Cut it out, you guys.
Deej, how you doing?
Great, you gonna have kids?
Well, maybe someday when she's very, very old.
Yes, maybe someday, Deej.
Okay, everybody get out of here because me and sis has to talk.
Roseanne?
Well, Gary can go play with Dan.
Here, come on out back. I'll show you my fort.
We'll be in the fort.
Yeah, come on, dude.
So, looks like we're gonna have an Uncle Gary.
Yeah, looks like. Now scram. Oh, I got bad news. Well, it's not that bad, but it's kind of shocking. Okay, I was reading here at Farmer's Almanac. They predict a lot more rain this spring than normal. And then, you know, this tent thing, that's really, really expensive. So I was thinking, maybe we have to move it in the house. I don't know. I think we may have to move it inside. But that's okay because, oh, it's still going to be a beautiful, beautiful wedding. And I have to do this one thing, and I need you to help me with it.
Now, what are you doing?
Well, if we're going to move it from outside to inside, I was thinking about what I could do to reorganize everything, you know, because it was like a whole different thing, and I wasn't planning for it, so I thought, well, we could use this. You come down here, and then you're right here, and then just practice, like, throwing the sand at me, just to see what it looks like. Just do it to see.
Roseanne.
Your shoulder.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do it.
No, just go do it.
Well, we should slow down about this.
I am. I'm not getting all excited or anything, but I was thinking, I hang some Christmas lights over the archway there. Okay, you're up there. All the women are down here. They're going, throw it to me, pick me, I want to catch it. can't you just throw it? Would you
Roseanne!
Just
Roseanne!
I want to throw it! Can't you?
We're not getting married. I mean, you are, but right, not just this second.
What happened?
Nothing. We just decided we needed to talk about it some more.
Oh, no, I'm not going to have my wedding.
Roseanne, you're married. This is about me.
Oh, bummer.
See, what happened was, you know, he proposed, and then I just kind of said, all right, which wasn't a definite yes. It wasn't a no either, but we just decided we need to discuss it a lot more.
What'd you say? I mean, how'd you handle it?
I think I handled it really well.
Well, what'd you say?
I just was very straightforward and very adult, and I said that I thought we should take it one step at a time.
Well, how come you're assertive now?
Basically, we decided that we would go steady, and then if that went well, we would get engaged, and then eventually we would do what you and Dan did.
Well, just say it, Jackie. Say, me and Gary, we're going to get married.
Well, we might.